hard-hitting NAIA Division II National Playoff action. Lutz Football on KTAC is brought to you by Budget Rent-A-Car on 100th Street Southwest in Lakewood, Parkland Travel, 126th and Pacific Avenue, Jet Chevrolet just off I-5 and Federal Way, and Suburban Realty. Now, here's the voice of the Lutes, Trent Ling.
Much from the Tacoma Dome. It's the NAIA Division II National Championship. The PLU Lutes and the Pointers from Wisconsin Stevens Point win or lose. This is the 13th and final PLU football game for the 1987 season. I'm Trent Ling together with Steve Fisher, set to call the action as PLU finds itself in its fourth national championship game over the past 8 years. The Lutes won it all in 1980 and finished runner-up in 1983 and in 1985. PLU stands at 10-1-1 this season, and having defeated Midland Lutheran of Nebraska, Carroll of Montana, and Baker of Kansas in succession in the playoffs, the Lutes have endured a multitude of injuries in order to get here today. The Wisconsin Stevens Point Pointers at 12-2 this season so far have turned back Westmar of Iowa, St. Ambrose of Iowa, and Geneva of Pennsylvania to earn the spot in this title matchup. The Lutes have gone 11 straight games without a defeat, sandwiching a regular season-ending tie in between 7 straight regular season victories and 3 playoff triumphs. The Pointers have won 8 straight and have appeared unstoppable during that stretch of time. Prior to the commencement of these expanded 1987 playoffs, Wisconsin Stevens Point was ranked 4th in the country, and PLU was at number 6. But those rankings hardly matter now, as these two teams have peaked late in the season as opposed to peaking early, and now have an opportunity to settle the national championship in this truly competitive forum staged by the NAIA. Take a look at last week's action in particular. The Lutes came up with that overtime victory over Baker of Kansas, 17-14. They led 3-0 early, but trailed 7-3 at halftime and 7-6 after three quarters. But in overtime, Eric Coldham's 35-yard field goal and Keith Craston's blocked field goal of Mike Gardner put the Lutes in this title game. Wisconsin Stevens Point beat Geneva 48-25 last week. The Pointers led 25-19 at halftime, 33-25 after three, and then outscored Geneva 15-0 in the fourth quarter to get the 23-point win. It was a four-hour ball game as Geneva threw the ball 72 times against Wisconsin, and the Pointers threw it 50 times themselves. So that is the situation we have here today. I don't expect that many passes from the Lutes today, talking about the 72 that Geneva threw, but certainly we expect the Pointers to go to the air. In 1985, when the Lutes had that stellar season and came into this Tacoma Dome for a national championship game against Wisconsin Lacrosse, there was a feeling after beating Findlay of Ohio that the Lutes might be out of gas. But this 87 version, as articulated by several different coaches on independent occasions, have told me that the intensity has actually increased over last week's draining victory over Baker of Kansas. So out of gas will certainly be no excuse for the Lutes today as they get ready to do battle in the home-clad black uniforms as Wisconsin Stevens Point and the visiting purple and gold as the starting lineup are being announced down below. It is certainly fitting that the top two conferences in the country have representatives in this championship contest. PLU, of course, from the Columbia Football League, one of the renowned conferences in the country for its toughness, and Stevens Point from the Wisconsin State University Conference, and certainly that is a conference that is very difficult to play in. First time Wisconsin Stevens Point has played in a national championship ball game. Last season, the Pointers were an NCAA Division III school, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs 24-15 to Concordia of Minnesota. Of course, the Lutes were beaten by Linfield last season as the Wildcats went on to win a national championship. Offensively, of course, last week, the Lutes struggled in the rain against Baker of Kansas, but the poise and resolve of senior quarterback Jeff Yarnell really shone through in the fourth quarter when the Lutes needed it. And the diverse backfield of Pat Dorsey, Tom Napier, and Eric Krebs are here and healthy once again to play in this championship game. Tight ends Mark Miller and Mike Wilk, they're going to be key targets for Jeff Yarnell. And the offense through 12 games for PLU on average, producing 32 points and over 400 yards per contest. Adjustment will be the key. The Lutes will have to work on that. And, of course, we talked to Scott Westring in the coach's show, and he mentioned that that certainly is going to be who's going to win this ball game, who can adjust better. Defensively, all eyes on defensive coordinator Paul Hostess, PLU defense today. The Lutes are banged up after facing strong running attacks for the last 3 weeks. They are heavily bandaged in the defense, and they are to face a very potent aerial attack today against Wisconsin Stevens Point. We will see various coverages for the Lutes. The good news, perhaps, senior defensive end John Wolf and junior defensive end John Krall are both suited today. They may both play. Who knows? They may both start as we get to the starting lineups here in a moment. They're both first-team Columbia Football League defensive ends this season. They'll try to put some heat on sophomore quarterback Kirk Baumgartner, of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, as that is certainly going to be the key. Under sixth-year head coach D.J. Leroy, who is just 30 years old, got the coaching job in 82 at the age of just 24. Offensively, besides Baumgartner, who's the number two passer in the country in the regular season, he's got nearly 5,000 yards passing at 350 yards per game and 40 touchdown passes this season. We're going to come back with a look at the starting lineups and a closer look that Steve Fisher will have at D.J. Leroy after this timeout.
Jet Chevrolet. Your